Welcome back to Nerdery and Nonsense. Y'all know what it is. You read the title. You read the show description. We're back again, but we're doing a Black Adam review. And for this, I brought back my guy, Andrew from St. Croix. That's why I call him. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because he ain't all here like that in these Twitter streets. I don't have his at, but I call him Andrew from St. Croix. You know what I mean? So Andrew is back to help me break down Black Adam. You know what I mean? I like to call it the beginning of the DJCU, the Dwayne Johnson Cinematic Universe, because he damn sure talking like it is his universe. I'm going to get to that, but y'all know the deal, man. Right into the show. All our stuff is in the show notes. So, you know, email us, Facebook, Twitter. We want to read it on the show. 5-star review and rating, all that good stuff on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend, whether you hate the show or love the show. Share with your best friend or your worst enemy. Either way, you win. You know what I'm saying? Either way, you win. But we're going to get into this. You know what I'm saying? Black Adam. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to talk about this thing. Oh, my gosh. I cannot wait to talk about this movie. Yeah. Y'all know what it is, man. I'm trying to find the little perfect synopsis here. And my computer's failing me, so I'm gonna cut this.
Gotcha.
Where is it? Okay, here we go. The synopsis is: nearly 5,000 years after he was bestowed with the almighty powers of the ancient gods and imprisoned just as quickly, Black Adam, played by Dwayne Johnson, is freed from his earthly tomb, ready to unleash his unique form of justice on the modern world. Okay, that is a synopsis. Big superhero movie. The Rock been boosting this up for a long ass time. We finally got it. We're gonna get into this, okay? There was so much things about this. You know, we're gonna talk about what we cared about, what we didn't care about, what we didn't care for, and leave y'all with a takeaway and a rating. You know, I love to rate it and put everybody foot to the fire. So let's get into this thing, man. I feel like, well, a movie like this, we got to start off with the action. You know what I'm saying? We got to start off with the action, and I have my guest back. He been away for a little while, so I'm going to be polite. So let's start with the action. What do you think about the action for this movie, for Black Adam, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Good day. So, yeah, man, I'm just going to jump right into it. Action-wise, yo, classic summer blockbuster movie. You know, Dwayne Johnson plays Black Adam to the T, vicious, visceral, to the point. You know, he's the type of, well, he's not a hero. He's a anti-hero. He's the type of guy where, why are we keeping these people like alive if they're just going to keep on doing bad things, right? So let's just kill him, you know, one time, you know, almost in the same mode as, you know, Punisher and stuff like that. But the action sequences in this film, very top notch, man. I mean, like with him in the opening, you know, part, just grabbing the guy, doing the little chokehold, and then literally electrocuting him all the way to his bones. That was friggin' top tier. And then just all the different action sequences with Dr. Fate, man, as, you know, using all the mirror, you know, like effects and stuff, man. The action set pieces by far are literally the best film. Are the best part of this film, hands down. Like the action sequences are the best part. Yeah. And so forth. How about you, Joe? How did you think?
Well, here's the thing, right? So I agree with you. I think the thing about the action here in this one, right? There was a lot of good fights and moments and pretty good effects that, to be honest, I was very surprised by. Because I feel like the past, yeah, because I think the thing about DC is I think a lot of times like they're a bit sloppy in their execution of the fights and visuals and things like that. So a lot of times when you have the visual effects, you have the action sequences, you could kind of say, okay, that CGI look weird, and it takes you out, you know? It takes you
right, yes,
sucked into the
facts.
I think for the most part, they did a pretty good job with the action pieces. And like you said, Andrew, those some the action was some of the best parts of the movies, because there was other sections of the movie that I just thought was a little weak. You know, and we're gonna get into that a little bit later, but I feel like I wanted to talk about the action first and get the positives in here. You know what I mean? But for the most part, I enjoyed the action, because they did a couple of things that I think in the past DC didn't do very well, and that is color and having a vividness to the action and having not a monotonous feel to it. So I think they really achieved that in a lot of different ways. And I think a good place to start off with, as you pointed out, the first initial shocking introduction. Pun intended. But also, like when Hawkman first came, Hawkman and, Adam Smasher and Cyclone and Dr. Fate. Yeah. When they first came, I had that first standoff with Black Adam versus Hawkman. That was a good ass fight. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a very good fight.
Top tier. Hands down.
Right. They was beating the shit out of each other. I had stakes. You had the fucking environmental destruction going on. Different combinations. They were really just going back and forth until Black Adam started to separate himself.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Hawkman is strong, but Black Adam is on that Superman Shazam level. He's like top tier in DC, right? So
doesn't The Rock like always like to say like the power hierarchy of the DCEU is about to change?
The hierarchy in the DC universe is about to change. Man, shut your ass up.
Man, The Rock is a like entertainer, bro. He's a showstopper, man.
Right.
You know,
always a wrestler. But no, like, yeah. So I think from that aspect, I think the action held up there. Like it was a good distraction. Like when they start to throw hands, I go, okay, thank God.
Right.
Let's focus on this, because this is one of the things you did better than some of the other aspects of the movie. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Yeah. Clearly, the action was the strongest point, hands down, you know, clearly.
Yeah, because, you know, in between, like, the way they set up Black Adam to really be, like, I think you were saying this before we started recording, like, being more, like, stoic, not having that many words, kind of, like, talking with his actions, you know what I'm saying? Like, because of how they wrote him, right, not being as charismatic as I think he could have been, or that he may have been depicted in other movies and stuff, and more just, hey, yo, I'm just Mr. Hands. When it's time to throw hands, I throw in hands. Because of the way they did that, having the action really saved us from being stuck in certain moments. You know what I mean? Even little things like when he had that little kind of corny standoff moment between Black Adam and the other partner with his gun, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the inter-gang goon with his gun. Yeah. Even though the moment was corny, like the setup was corny, him basically lightning in 20 people before one person busts a gun, that was the way they filmed it was cool. You know what I mean? Amazing. The setup was corny, but the execution of the actual action was cool. So I think the action really, really, really shone through. And then it culminated in the end with Shazam versus Sadak.
Yep,
which I thought that was... I thought, and people ain't gonna believe this, but I think Sadak was the best CGI I've seen from DC, period.
I will agree with you, because I keep on saying I really freaking hate how what's the guy? Damn, man. Drawing a blank here.
Which guy?
Doomsday. I really hated how Doomsday looked in BVS. I was like, Zach, what the hell you doing, bro? Like, you are one of the goats when it comes to visual effects. Why you throwing this rejected Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle looking freak at me, dog? Like, what is this? Right. What crap is this? I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, but yeah, I do agree that Sadak was actually best.
Huh? Before we go ahead, I want to correct it and go ahead. It's Sabak. Go ahead.
Right. Sabak is hands down their best CGI looking like a villain to this day.
Yeah. No, it was. Like, I saw that. And, you know, when the character basically you know, who basically was the ancestor of the king that Black Adam destroyed back in the day before he was entombed. When he took his final form and took the crown made of Eternium and turned the sub back.
Yeah.
That's the thing that sticks out to me when I think back about the movie. Like, that was the best CGI it looked. His powers was good. The way the fire was shooting, the way he was controlling the fire.
Yeah.
The whole look of Sabacc was dope to me. I was like, they did a great job with that. So some of the action, great. The visuals was great. The way Sabacc was fucking everybody up in the end.
That was
dope. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it had certain moments that to me was strong where you go, oh, wow, okay. I back into this. And then you had the rest of the other stuff. So I wanted to be positive and start off with action. And before we get to some of the stuff I didn't like too much in the story and the dialogue, let's talk visuals too. Oh, I want to give DC the respect that they're due, because in my opinion, they avoid a lot of the usual pitfalls. You know what I mean? It wasn't monotonous. It wasn't one color. It wasn't grayscale. And I think, and you could take it after I say this, but I think just for example of that, it's really just Cyclone. Cyclone's power and basically just like the colorful Cyclone that she was. Just kind of just beautiful. So anytime she was coming in the scene, it just was just a pleasure to watch.
Right. No, man, you are totally right. I kind of think in a way they made an effort to make this film as vibrant and as good looking visually as possible. And, you know, it's just from everything from Cyclone using her whirlwind powers and so forth. Sabacc and his, you know, fire stuff. Even the whole Energen and they and them using their bikes and stuff, like the film visually, they put, hands down, the action and the visuals are the best parts of this movie, easily, you know? You know what I'm saying? You know, because, and I guess you could see why the film took a little longer to finally get made. And so forth. So, you know, from a visual standpoint, man, you know, it looks great. So, you know, when it comes out on, you know, HBO Max, you know, when you pop it onto your 4K TV, it is just going to look just as visually stunning, if not maybe more, just considering like what type of TV you have, you know, those colors and those fighting sequences are going to really pop like really beautifully.
Right. No, absolutely. You know what I mean? So just to be honest, like just seeing that to me was encouraging, you know? Everything you just said was good. Adam Smasher's costume, the blue and the red, it popped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it looked good. Even Hawkman's costume, they did a good job making it with the red gold. Yeah. So it wasn't just the bland gold, because if you look at the background, it was very like, you know, whenever it's in Mexico or a Middle Eastern quote unquote area, is always like brown.
Right. It's very brownish and grainy looking.
Right. Yeah. So if you had like the all gold with like a brown, like a goldish background, it would have kind of melted in. So I think like having that, his suit pop with the red was a good choice. And that costume for Hawkman, to me, it looked fire. That was really...
Oh, dude, it was what... I mean, let's just be real, bit, bro. All of their costumes look great. You know, like Hawkman's look great. Dr. Fate, man. I mean, I love the fact they finally brought him on screen. That'll look great. Adam Smasher was cool as hell. Even his mask kind of reminded me of Deadpool, you know, with the eyes and so forth. So that was awesome. Cyclone looked absolutely beautiful, you know. So, yeah, everything, man, just, yo, like, everybody was top tier. Like, everybody looked good. And, like, even Shazam, his own, you know, his own was, you know, probably, you could say, the most basic, but it fit.
Right.
It fit.
For sure. It fit. Yeah, this had that boy in a black onesie until the end. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly, but I knew it was going to happen. I'm like, at some point, he going to get a cape. You know what I'm saying? Like,
of course.
I was like, he's going to get it. Right.
He has to, man. He has to. It's a rite of passage.
Right. You got to get that black cape. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when it did come, it was dope. So we definitely saw. So everybody who think I'd be hating, you have evidence, audio evidence, that I actually did like portions of this movie.
Yes.
I want to get into more of the characters and the relationships, right? So to
Let's
me,
go.
Even beyond the visuals and the actions, I think another contestant for some of the stronger part of the movie, one of the stronger parts of the movie, was the Hawkman Dr. Fate relationship.
Yes.
I
yes,
think
that
between,
was the strongest
right.
type of that, yeah. Had to cut you off, man. But that there was easily the strongest relationship hike in the whole film, hands down.
Yeah, right, right. It really carried the movie, and it was really the two best actors in the movie, Aldis Hodge and Pierce Brosnan. You know what I mean? Like, they really carried this stuff, even though they had some bad lines and some very cliche dialogue. They had the best. They brought the most out of the roles, because I really was connected to their friendship. It felt real. You know, it felt like there was a history there. It felt like they really liked each other, and their differences in personalities really worked.
Exactly. You know, like, Dr. Fate is more of the, hey, I've been around a long time. So he's kind of that wise man that is not as serious compared to Hawkman, that's, you know, just blood and country and, oh, we need to do this for justice. So that was a very good play, like, off of each other. Like, you know, very good. Very good. You know, and like you pointed out too, there clearly was like a history between them that was very evident throughout the film. Of course, I wish we got to dive in more to it, you know, especially what happens in the end. Because, you know, like how cool it would have been to see like some of their earlier type of escapades or different type of hessians that they went through and stuff like that. But no, man, their dialogue, I do agree. Well, let's be real. Outside of them, most of the movie is a cliche. I mean, you know, I mean, like, we're going to be real. Most of it, like I told you from before, man.
Bad.
It's a summer blockbuster movie that happens to be in October. So,
For real.
you're just going in there to watch the actions and the explosions and the visual effects. Nobody ain't going there to freaking watch the storyline, because we all know it's going to be cheesy as hell.
hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I just respect to them.
They did
great. And before we move off of them, to me, like, that final scene with Dr. Fate sacrificing himself, that really worked for me emotionally. That really worked for me.
Facts. Yeah. Well, you know, it does, because of the fact, with his powers, he could see the future, and he saw that his friend was about to die. Like, he saw that his friend's about to die. And because he has that ability, like you told him, hey, there was a third option that I never told you about. And of course he could never tell Hawkman that, because Hawkman be like, oh, hell no, you ain't killing yourself. No. That's not happening, bro. That's not happening.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of makes it bittersweet, but you kind of understand, because, like he says, you know, for the first time in 100 years, all I see is, you know, is like, it's blank. So for him, that was a solace and a peace. Like, finally, I don't have to see all these multiple timelines where, like, catastrophic shit is happening and just bad stuff is happening. Like, I can actually finally be at peace. So, yeah, for him to sacrifice himself the way he did, yes, it definitely was an emotional pull, but it was, once again, one of the better parts of the movie.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think those three aspects were absolutely the best. Absolutely the best. You know what I mean? So shout out to that. But now, guys, it's going to take a little bit of a turn for me.
Oh, boy.
So Adam Smasher and Cyclone. Mm-hmm. Cyclone, both of them ain't had nothing to do in this whole movie.
Facts.
They had nothing to do with it. Adam Smasher was supposed to be the comedic relief. And one or two times he did succeed. Like, that little joke with him fucking up and pissing off Hawkman. Mm-hmm. to me that worked. Okay, with like the inexperienced dude, and it was the old black man, like, dude, you fucking this up. It gonna be me and you. Me and you. Like your fucking Pierre telling you, like, when we get home, it gonna be me and you. Cause you fucking
I'm about to whoop that ass. I'm about to whoop that ass when we get home.
Right. So that I ain't gonna lie, that was funny to me, but aside from that, they had nothing to do. You could literally put any other hero, it wouldn't have mattered.
Agreed, bro. Because I mean, Adam Smasher to me was useless. Cyclone, a little more utility, but she, I mean, yeah, I mean, she looked great, but she was useless. Both of them were, like you said, we could have put anybody else and it would have been better. I do agree.
In the fight, except for like a couple of grunts, what did either of them ever do in any fight?
Nothing. It was literally Hawkman and Dr. Fate
doing everything.
99% of the work. 99% of the work, bro.
Right. Right. Like it was bad. You know what I'm saying? It was just like they literally had nothing to do. His 90% of his jokes failed. He knew nothing in battle, so he was useless. All she was really good for was showing the colorful stuff, which was cool. Her colorful win was cute. But that's all she provided. And she was just basically like a doctor when people almost get killed. For two minutes in the movie, like
pretty much
it was. So to me, there was really just a waste. Like, to be honest, I think they were really just a waste. You could have did anything else with that. You know what I'm saying? No. Like, bad.
Yeah. I kind of think they just added them in just to fit certain quotas that we won't go into. But yeah, you know, it pretty much was. Yeah, they was. Yeah, you could have had way better other teammates that had more utility to use, man. Like, agree. Because, both of their powers just didn't feel like it was useful. Like, okay, wind in a desert. Okay, maybe you might make a little tornado. Ooh, big freaking whoop. And then Adam Smasher half of the time is tripping and shit like that.
Going the wrong way. Not doing nothing. Like, that man was just useless.
Just being a complete doofus. So, yeah, man, I do agree. Those two, you could have put those guys on the bench and had somebody else come up, you know?
you could have had anybody else. Like, it really just felt like a waste. And they tried to set up, it's like they established the beginning of the arcs for the characters, where it was just like her gang experimented on or whatever, overcoming it. But it never paid that off in any way. And him trying to live up to the mantle of his uncle, who was the original Adam Smasher.
Right.
He's like, I just want to, you know, do my best. And it's like, we never had his moment of doing that and succeeding and feeling like he could be the Adam Smasher. So it was just like a complete waste. I don't know what the fuck they were doing with that. So
agreed,
that was,
brother.
That was bad. That was bad for me. This next one, I feel like we might disagree, but the way that, I'm going to take a lot of flack for this. I don't think The Rock was good. I don't think he was terrible, but I don't think he was good, man. The approach to the character, to me, wasn't smart. Like, I get it. He is the direct. He's direct. He's tough. He's unrelenting. He's a badass. But I don't mean he needs to be emotionless. It doesn't mean his delivery has to be so dry. Dry don't mean badass. Think about the tougher villains that you've seen. You see what I'm saying? Think about Thanos. Think about maybe even Killmonger. Think about even Hela. They were evil, right? They were evil, but it wasn't dry, right?
But they had some flair to them.
Right. You have The Rock, who oozes charisma. Don't leave your wife next to The Rock. She's going to leave you. And she loves you. She loves you.
Facts, man.
It don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you took one of the most charismatic people ever. You did nothing with the charisma. Then beyond that, he didn't even really move the plot. It was everybody else moving the plot. It was Aman, the little annoying ass fucking kid who I know he's a kid. Mm-hmm. I'm not. He make more money than me in that one movie than I'm making right now. So God bless the child. That little boy can't act. He was terrible. That little boy cannot act.
I agree. I agree. That was
terrible.
That was some of the some of the worser points of the whole part. Yeah, like the kid. Yeah, his whole dynamic in the film, I didn't care for it one bit. I really did not care for it. Yeah. I really didn't. But I will disagree with you a little bit with The Rock. But all of those points you did make are valid. Yes. Of course, you know, The Rock's famous tagline, he's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment history, right? So I do agree that they totally took out the charisma from him. But I think what he was virtually trying to do is, like, remember, he's setting up to be the antithesis of Superman. So Superman is a lot more lovable, you know. He has corny lines, just as too. He's more colorful, right? So I think what Rock's approach was, you know, he was trying to be that stoic, you know, dry, like, you know, just get straight to the point, not chatty, very, when he does chant type of sarcastic, you know, type of way. And I get it, man. I mean, will I say that it's one of his better roles? No. There's definitely, he's had some better roles that definitely added up to his strengths, but I get why he wanted Black Adam to be, or why he portrayed Black Adam in this certain way. I do get it, because like I was telling you before, this whole film is not really about Black Adam, right? It's a stepping stone towards the eventual battle between him and Shazam and Superman. You know what I'm saying? So, so they're really trying to establish him out of all of them, because you could look at it like this. Black Adam is just cut and dry, stoic. He gets straight to the point. Shazam now, or Billy Batson, is, you know, the colorful kid, you know, the doofus, you know, who just talks a lot and stuff like that. And then Superman, it's kind of like that perfect medium blend between both of them. So that's where I see what was kind of being established. But I do agree that he could have been a lot more charismatic and colorful, because some of the better villains, but even some of the better anti-heroes have flair to them, right? Like the Punisher has flair. You know,
that's
like, even
what
though
I'm saying, think about all the great villains or anti-heroes. Even if you don't agree with him, you go, damn, you badass as shit, bro.
Yeah. Facts.
But if The Rock was talking, he wasn't communicating that to you. The best villains could be not moving, not punching, but you feel their presence.
Right.
And you feel that charisma, you feel that flair. And it don't mean they have to be talking all day. You know what I mean? But I know part of that is the dialogue, but part of that is the dialogue, and part is, to me, it was just too dry. Even his delivery, it came off so dry. And we've seen him in so many other movies where he wasn't dry.
No. I mean, most of the time, he is the better part of a shitty movie because of the fact that he can elevate, you know. But yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I do agree that, yeah, definitely wasn't no flair. Now, do you think that's all on him, or is it some of the dialogue in or how the movie was being written up? Because I kind of feel the writing for the movie was very subpar.
That's a perfect segue. What I'll say before we go to the story and the dialogue, because Jesus Christ, that was awesome. I think it's both, because obviously, like, you know, you only could do so much with the dialogue. But remember, we talked about earlier, that same dialogue, Hawkman and Pierce Brosnan, it wasn't amazing, but I felt more what they were doing because they elevated it. He did not. So it's not all his fault, but I think the choices that he made, to me, made me like other, I should like Black Adam most out of everybody in the movie. I did not.
Facts.
I came out of this like, oh, Hawkman, good job. Dr. Fizz.
Right.
Okay, shout out Pierce Brosnan. I miss you.
Right.
That's it. So that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about that. But you did a perfect segue to the story and the dialogue. Boy, oh boy. Goddamn trash fire. We had the first 20 minutes
Man, that was
These
garbage.
niggas said, you know, in writing, they always say, show, don't tell.
Right.
They told.
Right. They told too much. They told
that
way
first
too much.
Intro, I'm just like, what the fuck is you doing? Show this throughout the movie. Or do a flashback. Or instead of this narration for 15 fucking minutes, just start the
narration
the movie
was
as a
horrible.
Kid. Start him as a kid and you
was
see
horrible.
It. Bad.
Bro, the kid narrating was horrible.
He was worse than Aman. He can't act either.
Right.
He was terrible. Right. I'm like, where you fucking find these kids?
Dude, they were bad.
They were fucking terrible. Just fucking.
My voice said fucking terrible.
Fucking got me here slaughtering these pure poor children.
I know,
you know what
man.
I'm saying?
No,
but it was just bad. Like, who made these decisions?
Yo, the dialogue and the writing were by far definitely the worst parts of this movie.
Oh my God.
But I mean, like I told you, bro, it is a action blockbuster. So I already knew the dialogue ain't going to be that good. Now, I'm not going to lie. Did I expect it to be this bad?
No. Thank you. Be honest.
No, I did not expect it to be this trash. I will admit that. Because it was by far, and you know, the DCEU has put out a lot of crap.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say the writing for this, honestly,
was bad.
Probably might be the worst one. Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, it was bad. Like, it was like,
yeah,
jarringly. It's like I was legit in the movie calling
cringing,
out, but calling out some of the lines before they said it.
Oh man!
like for
so
instance, yeah, like for instance, like when he sat on the throne, and they were just like, "How does it feel?" Wrong. Me and my girl both tell us it out loud. I'm like, it's just who wrote? It's like they just like copy and paste this. They were just like,
bro,
like you said, action blockbuster, and they copy and paste 70% of the film.
Bro, me and you probably could have written a better script.
I mean, I hope so. I mean,
hands down.
Come on, DC, call us up, please.
Yeah, please, man, please. We love you guys, but come on, man. Come on.
Help us help you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
help us make us rich. You know what
please.
I'm saying? But like, and it just, and this is my problem with DC, right? Because as I said before, like, I think they did certain things better than they have in the past. But honestly, I think DC's
biggest
problem is that they're sloppy, man. They're not consistent and they don't care about the details. It's the details that are pulling you out of the movie. It's the details that are separate. You know who. I try not to say their name so much.
Yes.
From DC. It's the details, man. Like, for instance, like they tried the humor, right? For instance, they tried the humor. Like I said, the me and you thing, that worked for me the first time. The second and third time, get a new joke.
You're right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
dude,
that whole 10-minute joke about sarcasm.
Beating it.
Beating the same joke to death. Like, God damn,
oh my goodness.
Move on.
Agreed. Agreed, brother. Agreed.
Yeah. And it is, go ahead.
And I think, yeah, man, it's just like, man, you hit it on the head. Like, they're not consistent in all of their movies. We will get a great one and then we'll get two or three duds before we finally get another one. And even with the sequels, it's like great and then complete shit. It's like, how do you guys go from zero? I mean, how do you guys go from 100 to negative?
Right.
Like 100 just like that, man. Like, why? Right. I mean, my goodness. I mean, are these not the same writers and friggin' directors? Like, and friggin' producers? Like, oh my goodness, man.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Like, the consistencies is very bad, man. And you know what's the funny thing? Is when Schneider was doing his stuff, a lot of what he was trying to do was that world building with the little details. And I kind of think outside of his films, other directors or writers don't put in that level of detail, surprisingly, considering that. And you would think since Snyder kind of built the whole DCEU universe that more of those details would be incorporated into the other spin-off films, but I don't know, man. Yeah,
Yeah. I mean,
it's shit. It's
it
shit.
just, and that's the thing. Like, if your dialogue is bad, that's gonna bring down the movie. It don't matter what you pour around it, it's gonna be bad because you cannot escape the dialogue. You cannot escape that. If you have a bad scene or a bad graphic effects for 2 seconds, it flashes on the screen, it goes away. But if you have 10 minutes of shitty dialogue, it brings it, it really brings the movie down. And that's really what I was feeling. I mean, just like look at some of these. Let's see here. Like little things we were talking about, right? Black Adam was asleep for 5,000 years, right? He come back onto the scene. How the fuck I know English? Why is there no explanation for why he know English?
How
What
does
is
this man know English when we all know he was probably back then speaking some type of ancient Sumerian or whatever the
something?
hell, you know?
Yeah.
So facts is like, oh,
Just yeah.
I just understand everything this modern woman is saying. And oh,
Right.
I have recognized that, oh, this is not my home and this and that. It's like, dude. How the hell this one? Dude, you're asleep for 5,000 years, bro. Like,
Right.
yo, like, there's no way you're gonna assimilate that quick.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And it's like little stuff like that they were trying to do, and it just didn't work. So it was like that. And then it was little things like, yes, we get it. He is powerful and he's confident. And maybe you disagree, maybe it's nitpicking. But even when all that first initial scene when he came out of his tomb and he's fighting all the Inter Gang and they're shooting the rockets and the helicopters, even if you have God level strength, the first time you see a rocket, you ain't gonna be that overconfident. You know what I'm saying? Like, there
Exactly.
was no realization
No,
of I
no,
still that dude.
no. Right. Facts. No. I do agree with you from a realistic standpoint. If you're asleep for 5,000 years, something like coming, like something like that that's coming at you that you've never seen before, no matter how powerful you are, you're gonna go, what the hell? You
Right.
know, so the fact that he eventually was like, this is kind of tailoring on the level of bullshit, but we'll freaking continue.
Yes, I there was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense to me, man. You
But
know, so.
now I would ask you this: was this a film that was really made for the fans? Because I could see why he's promoting that. And I would kind of agree that for the average moviegoer, this is kind of a film made for the fans. E.g., big explosions, awesome visuals,
Right.
kind of an easy storyline to follow, that type of way,
I well when well you know I, and I said this on a regular show, and when he was talking about doing this for the fans, I mean, that's all bullshit, because the fact that he jumped his own character's arch nemesis to go for Superman is clearly him trying to make his star brighter.
Oh yeah, of
So I
course, of
never
course.
believed that doing it for the fans nonsense. You know, like that's just bullshit. But just to be honest, you know what I'm saying? But
Right.
no, I didn't buy that at all. But you know what I mean? So just to wrap it up, like in terms of the story and dialogue, like to me it just didn't work. And even the story where you have the initial introduction where us thinking, okay, there was some big explosion and he was sealed away. And then it went back to the story a second time, and it was just like, okay, he couldn't control his power, you know what I
Right,
mean?
his
And
rage. Yeah, his rage.
and then for the third time we go back to the same plot point with him fighting the king, I guess the original king that wanted to be Sabacc or whatever. The
Right.
third time we find out, okay, it wasn't even his powers, it was really his son's powers, and his son give his father his powers, and all of that just felt so clunky to me.
Yeah, very
Why did he
clunky,
need to give
not
his father
smooth.
the powers? It was just like, what the fuck is
No.
going on?
I mean, he literally gives him the powers and then, oh, shoot, arrow, chest, dead. Like, wow. Like, it couldn't be a little more dramatic than that. Like,
Nope.
wow. Wow,
No.
you guys really lazy as fuck.
Yeah, man. It just they did not give a fuck, man. So my God. So that was basically my feelings on the movie. And you probably noticed, well, Joe, what's going on? You didn't even mention Sarah Shahi, who played Adriana. That's Aman's mom, and that's because she basically just got the role. I mean, I get it. She was a stand-in for the current people of Kandak.
Right.
I get it, but I couldn't care less.
Right.
She was talking a lot for somebody who was powerless.
I mean, so her role was, you know, let's be real. This film is a very formulaic film. So obviously, usually with these superhero films, it's the kid that, you know, it's kind of, he's either an outcast or somebody searching for like adventure. And then he usually has a mom that is, you know, into the field, or she's being overworked, and then she somehow gets dragged into it. So, you know, her like character was, you know, the classic well, I can't say heroine, but yeah, I guess in a way.
Yeah, she was heroic in a way.
Yeah. You know, she was the classic heroine of a, you know, of a superhero movie, that where, you know, it was her intelligence, right, that kind of helped in certain aspects of the film, like, right, her knowing the deep knowledge about
the old Kandak language.
Right. You know,
the read the Kandak crown language. Right.
The crown and all of the different things that tie into Black, like Adam and Sabak and those type of things. So, you know, but once again, I think you'll agree with me on this. Very normal, cliche, right, forgettable. You know, it is forgettable. It's like, okay, you watch it once, you know, like, her performance served what it needed to, but it's not something that's going to jump out to you like, oh, man, she was great in this. No, she did what she was supposed to do.
Right. Exactly. And it wasn't her fault. She was
that's
fine.
That's nothing. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I agree. That's not her fault. We're not taking nothing away. She did what she was paid to do. Mm-hmm. Once again, we could go back to the bad dialogue and the bad writing. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Once again.
Absolutely. So she was there, and her brother Kareem, they were really trying to make him the comic relief.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, most of these shits was not working, man.
It wasn't working, man.
It was not working. Like, I'm like, come on, y'all. This is bad, man. Like, but anyway, shout out to Sarah Shahi. Glad you got them checks. Shout out to Muhammad Amir. Get your checks.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And Sarah Shahi, she was pretty cute. So I appreciate all you did. I'll leave it at that. Okay, so.
But
go ahead.
One last thing, though. Let's be real, though. That little scene of where when the undead soldiers were coming about.
Mm-hmm.
That was the most jokiest frig I've seen in a long time, bro. That was horrible. That was complete shit. That was shit.
It was just like the army of the undead. Yeah, man. Regular people were about gonna kill them. What?
Come on. Dude, that was great. Oh, and then one more thing before we wrap it up. Let's be real, too. Didn't you feel like with some of the fighting, especially with some of the characters, the power levels were a little uneven for them?
Give me an example.
Like, okay, there was one part where... what's a good example? There was one part where, like, I think it was Hawkman was kind of taking on some guys, and really and truly, if he's standing toe-to-toe with Black Adam, these regular guys shouldn't be giving him no type of problems.
Right.
But there was a little bit of, they were kind of, I don't want to say they were kicking his ass, but they were kind of in a way like giving him some problems, and it's kind of like, dude, what the hell? And then even with Dr. Fate, like, let's be real, Dr. Fate is OG level powerful.
Yes.
And even I felt at certain times it was like, okay, why is these guys giving him problems? Like, there's no reason.
Yeah.
Do you say what I'm getting now?
No. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because Dr. Fate is super, super,
super
super
powerful,
powerful.
dude.
Like,
Super, dude, I mean.
ridiculously powerful. For sure. For sure. Okay, but let's start the post-credit scene. So,
Oh,
yeah, so Superman showed up and was basically like, "Hey, man, we gotta talk." You know what I'm
yeah, we gotta
saying?
talk, buddy,
After
because
basically he Black Adam established, you know, he gonna be the protector of conduct. That's how the movie ends. He saves the people. He beats Sabacc. Yeah, and then Waller basically said, "Hey, yo, like, we get it. You know, you won't be in my prison, but conduct is your prison. You know what I mean? If you decide
right,
to step out of there, it gonna be
things are
problems." And then she said,
problems.
"I have people, not a person. I have people off planet that could deal with you." So that was interesting. I know that was on purpose. You
Got
know what I
you.
mean? So people saying, "Oh, maybe she mean Martian Manhunter." We know Superman
Right.
is. We know Superman is not from Earth, but he knows
Right.
Earthlings and all of that stuff. And whoever else, we know there's a bunch of people out there. Green
I
Lantern,
was
maybe.
also, yeah. I was also thinking she kind of meant the Green Lantern
The
corpse by
corpse,
that line. Yeah, by
right,
that line.
yeah,
Definitely.
right. And that would make perfect sense. So that was a cool little scene. And even though Viola Davis only had like 5 minutes, like, she's just so good in everything. When she
Oh
come on
yeah.
the screen, it's like, oh yeah, this is what movies are supposed to be. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? This is what this is
Facts.
supposed to
Facts.
be. But
Facts.
anyways, we get Superman, and it was good. You know, you had the positivity of Superman, but you know his confidence there because he's Superman. You know what I'm saying?
Of
Like,
course, man. Of course, man.
he's like,
Of
yo,
course.
I know you're doing things a certain way, but we have to talk or whatever. And obviously they're trying to set up stuff in the future. So
Definitely.
I was fine with the
Definitely.
scene. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it needs to be Black Adam versus Superman, because I just have a beef with him trying to leapfrog Shazam. But
Right, right, right,
it
right.
seems like that's what's gonna happen. Now, how did you feel about the post-credit scene before we wrap it up?
Oh no, dude, I loved it. I mean, that was probably the biggest reason why I wanted to see it, especially was because they've been hinting at this for years about, you know, and like even right before there was rumblings like, yo, like, you know, Henry Cavill's actually going to be joining the DCEU again, and that, you know, he's going to be in the post-credit scenes. So that for me was like, oh shit, I need to see this. And it delivered what it was supposed to be. Like, I didn't expect it to be like any, you know, fighting or something, but it like kind of further proved my point where that this Black Adam film is a real setup for Black Adam versus Superman versus Shazam and stuff like that. So I was thrilled when I saw it because, man, that also means too, with Superman showing up and it still being Henry Cavill, which just after the film premiered and people started talking about, word came out that they're finally doing development for Man of Steel 2. So that for me was like, oh man, like finally, you know, after being, you know, then this like being in purgatory for the last couple of years of whether or not Henry Cavill's gonna come back to playing Superman, it's like, oh shit, he's coming back. Amen.
Right.
Now he might finally get some justice. So yeah, man, I loved it. I loved it,
Okay,
man, you
dope.
know, because of the potential, you know, the whole world building potential. And shout out to The Rock, man, because there's a lot of reports, man, that Rock fought Warner Brothers tooth and nail to keep Henry Cavill as Superman and to get him into this film. So, you know, I gotta give a
Sure.
huge
Sure, the Rock leaked that himself. Let's not,
I gotta know. I gotta know, man. I know.
yeah, like I feel, you know, hey, I want Henry Cavill back, and however we got him back, I am pleased.
However, right. Yeah, of
But
course.
I've been saying this on the main show, and I'm gonna say it again, man. I just don't like the Rock trying to turn the DCEU to the DJCU. I'm
See you.
sorry, man. He
I
keep
feel you,
trying to
man.
make
I
it
feel
about
you.
him. But yes, I agree. Good scene, and I'm glad that Henry Cavill is back. Okay.
Definitely. But
Absolutely.
do you think they're gonna really, well, yeah. Well, I think what's gonna happen, and it's gonna be interesting to see how it does work, but you are right. Like there's definitely a shift where it kind of looks like they're gonna make Black Adam the focal point, which I am 50-50 on it. Like it's like I mean, it's like, you know, and I mean, we will agree that his first outing as Black Adam is like, I
If I
know that it
miss.
was, yeah, I know it was his passion project. And as much as I love like The Rock as a actor, then, you know, as a wrestler, then stuff, I just felt that even though this was the role that you felt you were born to play, I just don't think it was one of your top tier performances. I mean, for me, it was good. I just don't think it was as good as you would that you hyped it up to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's other films where you were fantastic in that I was like, yes, like I would still love to get a rundown too. Let me get the rundown too from his character and that, because that is still one of his best roles, man.
Yeah, I agree. It was just really hit and miss.
And miss, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Okay, so you know what the deal is, man. I do have my final takeaway, but I'm gonna wrap it up into my rating. So we're gonna rate this bitch. And y'all
Yeah.
know what we do, man. Five different levels. If you think it was garbage, that's if you think it was, you know, 1 out of 5 stars, garbage. If you think it was 2 out of 5 stars, so. If you think it was 3 out of 5 stars, we're gonna say decent. Four
Yeah.
out of five, fire. If you think it's top of the top, you know what I'm saying? Proper 5 out of 5 stars. Andrew, what say you for the rating?
Okay, man. So I am gonna talk about the better points of it. So, like I said, it's a very formulaic summer blockbuster movie that just so happens to be in October, superhero movie. So obviously you're gonna get great visuals, you're gonna get great action sequences, and you're gonna get great you know, you might get a little nice chemistry between two or three characters. So those were the strong points, right? And also the cherry on top, having Superman in it at the end to virtually usher in this new potential dynamic, you know, DCEU universe now that could be restored back to its proper way. That was huge. But with all the writing was shit, the dialogue crap, like I say, a very cliche movie. The power levels for the characters were uneven. They literally had two characters which, even though visually they were cool, especially Cyclone and you know, her gorgeous self, they just were like, you guys ain't shit. I mean, we could replace you with anybody, you know. We could replace you with anybody. So
Bring in
that, and
Green Arrow.
right, hey, yo, bring in Red Arrow, you know, shit. Bring in Zatanna, you know, who. Even though Zatanna, I think, would be cool with Dr. Fate, but has a different thing. But I am gonna have to give it a three, man. I mean, and the major reason why is, you know, like I said, I'm a huge Rock fan. Do I feel that this was his most groundbreaking, best performance that he likes to say? Nah, man, it clearly wasn't. But I don't. But it definitely wasn't his shittiest performance, neither. And like I said, I felt that the reason why he portrayed Black Adam the way he did was mainly because it's kind of like this trinity of him, Superman, and Shazam, where that he has to be like the most dry, like, you know, yeah, you know, like the most dry, the most sarcastic, kind of man of few words, like just straight to the point, as opposed to Billy Batson, who was Shazam, that's, you know, talkative, but he's funny and he's goofy and stuff like that. And then Superman, that's the good old all-American boy that has, you know, the cliche lines and stuff like that, but he's kind of like the perfect in between them. So yeah, man, I'm gonna give it a three, as it being so-so, as it being
So
so-so.
decent. So decent.
Right.
Decent.
It is decent.
Decent. Okay, decent. 3 out of 5. I could see that, man. To
Yeah.
be honest with you, man, I came into this thinking I probably won't give it a 3. I think I talked myself out of the three. This is what I'll say, man. I really agree with almost everything Andrew said. But to me, it was just like the sloppiness, the fail of execution, the uneven story, the Black Adam being, to me, not the strongest part of his own movie. And to me, it wasn't even like it was like two for me. I gotta go with So-So. Even though I saying that, I didn't. We talked about it up front. I enjoyed a lot of the action. I enjoyed a lot of the visuals. I enjoyed Hawkman and Dr. Fate. But to me, it was just so much that was just bad to me. You know what I mean? So I gonna go with So-So. So it ain't garbage to me.
Right.
I think decent is still too high. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I will go So-So. But even with that, I will say, this had signs of things that I would find as positive markers of like progress for DC.
Oh yeah.
The use of 100%. The color, better CG, willingness to incorporate humor in land the way I would have liked.
Right.
Willingness to incorporate humor. So it's not just, we're just edgelords, kill everything, blood. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like I give them a little bit of credit for that. So I still think there's room for it to get better. And like we said, Henry Cavill is coming. We know
coming back.
You know, Gunn gonna be in charge. So you know, been in the Feige system for a while. So maybe he'll pick up some tips. You know what I mean? So yeah. So that's what I'll say, man. I gotta go So-So. You know what I mean? But you know, still more or less enjoyable. I wasn't mad watching the movie or anything. I just thought it was a lot of missed opportunities, in my opinion.
Right. I will 100% agree with you with that. Like, there was a good bit of moments where they just dropped the ball where, like, yo, like, this film could have been easily one of the top three DCEU movies if it was executed and just written a certain way, easily.
Yep. Pretty much. That's it right there, man. But, yes, that was the Black Adam review. Thank you, my guy Andrew from St. Croix, my boy. Appreciate you coming back on to review Black Adam.
Thank you as always, brother, man. Just hit me up anytime you need me to get my honest, raw, you know, like opinion about stuff.
Absolutely. And y'all know the deal. Y'all know where to find us, the Nerds with Accents, Nerdery and Nonsense. Make sure y'all following us, sharing our stuff. Check out the Patreon as well. You know, for this, the patrons getting this early, patrons hearing this a good bit before the regular folks, man. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, man. So support the patrons, support the show. I will talk to you soon. Peace.